somebody know we never replaced your children. It's now 4 years since he is gone. I'm going to invite you to come to the studio on Saturday morning and do something with the children and they see how it take off. Well, the rest is history. I went and I did my little thing, and glad to say the company did not lose its broadcast license, which meant that management liked it, and the listeners and the kids liked it. So from there, every Saturday morning would go down. I always believe in punctuality. The program started at 9, I would catch the 6 o'clock bus. I had some sight then, get off by the then Plantations Limited and walk up to the station. And I was never late for my act. And that went on for years.
Very good.
Years after, Olga realized that if the program was recorded at schools during the normal 8-hour work day, it wouldn't cost the company anything as far as the engineers were concerned. Mm-hmm. So she cashed in on that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And we started to go to the schools. And I find that we got better, not better programs, because the studio programs live were noise free.
Okay.
And that was one of the hallmarks of Radio Fusion. If a program is done in the studio, whether it be broadcast live or recorded, perfection was important. But when you go to the schools or do an outside broadcast, although you try to get as close to perfection as possible, you cannot control certain noises. And there's certain noises that are accepted by the company. The natural noise of a car horn, as long as it's not too near, a cock crowing, a dog barking. If they're not too near, you can take those because you are not in the studio. And we went out to the schools, and the first school we did was a school called Society Mixed School. I can't remember the name of the principal, but I'd love to pay a tribute to him. He's still alive because he did a tribute for Olga, but Society Mixed School was the very first school. And they were so good and became so good. And that principal has such an influence on those children. We could call him overnight and say, look, I want a program by 2 days from now. They were always ready. And those programs did a tremendous amount of good overall, the Children's Party program, in and out of the studio, for lots of the big names that we have in Barbados prize themselves on the Merry Men, because some of them might think were children of the Merry Men, and they later became Spice. When they first came to us as a group under the Merry Boys, they had a few guitars and ordinary card boxes as their drums, and they have grown into international singers. Peter Allen, who is a broadcaster now, started with us, but she now worked for CBC. Carl Roberts, one of the leading broadcasters in the island. Wendy Allen, and the list goes on. And they had their birth at Children's Party. And it was sad to see it go, because it went with Radio Fusion. That was the end of that reign, but it has certainly done a lot of good in helping to sell Barbados through the many talented persons that came through Children's Party.
You have been listening to Visions with me, Eudalie Wickham Ashby. And I want to say a very special thank you to all those contributors who email me, WhatsApp me, call me to share information, ideas, and donation of furniture, which will be passed on to needy households. You can reach me on 1-246-269-9660 or via Starcom at 1-246-430-7300. Email visionsbarbados@gmail.com. That is visionsbarbados@gmail.com. And of course, you can go on to the VOB929.com website, look for the Visions podcast, and you can listen to this and past episodes. So until next week, when we have another wonderful, interesting program for you, stay safe and celebrate life.